Hey, if I may include that, if it's that long to look.
Okay, I'd like to open the 2019 budget public hearing. Anybody that would like to speak for or against, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and close it since there's nobody here to speak. Public hearing's closed.
Okay, I will call to order the council meeting for September 24th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
He's not here tonight.
Lynn Chapman.
Here.
Brian Brown.
Here.
Dan Rappelit.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Gary Olson.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Chapman to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question. Scott Brown.
Yes.
Jim Westfall. Lynn Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Brown.
Yes.
Dan Rappelit.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of the September 10th minutes.
A motion to approve the September 10th minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Chapman to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Lynn Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Brown.
Yes.
Dan Rappelit.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I'd just point out that September 23rd through 29th is Rail Safety Week. And this year's theme is Stop Track Tragedies. Given the number of tracks we have in town and the frequency of trains, this week is particularly important to Vincennes, so we would ask people just to be take care of following safety around our train tracks. And if you have any questions, go to Operation Lifesaver on Facebook or the internet and find more information there.
Okay, anyone else? Not. Committee chair reports. Report of city officers. Moved to old business. First up is ordinance 14-2018, an ordinance establishing a fund for the city of Vincennes to be used to defray expenses related to this installation and presentation of the Sir Vincennes statue. Your first reading was September 10th.
Motion for second reading on ordinance 14-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Chapman to have second reading of ordinance 14-2018.
Question.
Yes, to read it.
Ordinance 14-2018, an ordinance of the common council of the city of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a fund for the city of Vincennes to be used to defray expenses related to installation and presentation of the Sir Vincennes statue, section 22.
Discussion.
Just again, we'd like to thank the committee for the donation and the hard work, dedication it took to raise this money, and money will be put to good use for the statue.
Any other discussion?
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Brown.
Yes.
Lynn Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rappelit.
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, second reading of 14-2018 passes.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 14-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Chapman to have third and final reading of ordinance 14-2018.
Ordinance 14-2018, an ordinance to common council of the city of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a fund for the city of Vincennes to be used to defray expenses related to installation and presentation of the city of Vincennes statutes in 1 and 2.
Discussion.
Question.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
Kenny Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rhodes?
Yes.
Ray Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marley?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 14-2018 passes by vote of 6-0. There is no new business.
Yes, we're on the discussion of the chickens. We'll possibly be discussing this at a later date. Councilman Salters did pass out an ordinance for that.
Yeah, it's just like a template. I asked City Attorney Rawlings to put something together, see what it would look like, and so you've got something to kind of look at. Now, if we do remember, I mean, we've already got an ordinance on the book. So, I mean, you know, I know that we had a couple people reach out to us and say that there was this and there's been some issues. So, yeah, we probably need to look at it. But the question is, the more you kind of dig into it, whereas last time, the big things that you look at in these situations are how many birds are you going to have on your property, and then are you going to have roosters, and how are you going to be, how are you going to maintain the things? Well, then the question that you have in certain situations is, well, if this is allowed, then how's our animal control department going to be able to handle this if these animals get away? How are we going to be able to identify somebody's chickens over somebody else's chickens? I mean, the more you dig into this, there are a lot of issues that will come about with this. So I think it does our due diligence to just kind of look at it, and maybe in 2 weeks we'll look at it and like, well, we already have an ordinance on the books, so we're okay, and there's nothing we really need to do. And then we also have to figure out what committee would even look at this. If you look at numerous committees, we've got obviously our public safety, which deals with animal control, but we also have neighborhoods and transportations. Those would be two big ones that you would look at. So the key thing here is we had some residents bring up the issue. This is a template of what something we'll look at. I'm just recommending that we look at it, and if we come back in 2 weeks and think we need to go further, then we put it in committee, and then we discuss it more. We always have a fallback. There already is an ordinance on the book, and we can just follow that and stay with it, and hearing from the people is probably not a bad idea at this point.
In addition to that, I've reached out briefly to the Purdue Extension Service. That would seem to be a logical source for some information. And I'm told that an extension agent, I think out of Newburgh, is going to be contacting me. Also plan to reach out to Harvest. They're in this business. It seems to be that there may be some expertise there that we could call upon. So I don't have that information yet, but hopefully by the next meeting I'll have something.
Okay, if that's it, we'll move on to, there is no new business, we'll move on to claims.
Okay, motion to approve the claims in the amount of $330,438.13.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilwoman Rhodes, to pay the claims amount of $330,438.13.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rhodes?
Yes.
Dan Marley?
Yes.
Ray Chapman?
Yes.
Kenny Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, the claims will be paid. Miscellaneous, I do need to mention that your next council meeting date is Columbus Day. Typically we'll move that to Tuesday the 9th. So instead of the next council meeting being October the 8th, it will be October the 9th. That is a Tuesday night due to the Columbus Day holiday. Anything else?
Anything else?
Other than just to thank all the volunteers that put on another successful alumni weekend. I understand there were a few people in town.
Okay. Okay, we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We are adjourned.